you very much. You rather make me breathless, which is not the right situation for a singer, even a retired one. I feel a little bit like Hans Sachs must feel in the last act Meistersinger, when all his friends greet him so warmly, and he says to them, "It's very easy for you, but you make it difficult for me." So you see, in the course of these lessons, I will say perhaps to some of the young singers, you must always be the master of your emotion. Now, what kind of an impression would I make now if I break into tears? Certainly, I would love to come to you as a singer again, to erase all these years. But time marches on, and I have lost my voice entirely, and I can only sing to you through the voices of my class. And I hope that you, listening to them, will say, "I don't know, Lehmann sang never as well as that." Don't be afraid that I will make a long speech, but I want only to say some words to my class. I know that among you are some professionals, and those who are on the threshold of being professionals. And I'm terribly afraid that you may be embarrassed to be criticized before an audience. Now, let's get that straight. I don't criticize at all. And if and when I interrupt, I make suggestions. If you don't like what I say, and with that I mean, if you have the feeling you cannot make it your own, you say so. And then we try to do it in another way. In your way. What I want is to develop your individuality. I don't want that you imitate what I say at all. I think it would be rather terrible if after these classes are over, a dozen of the Lehmanns would leave. I had always enough trouble with this one. So I think now we have, I have talked enough and we should go to work. We do first the presentation scene from A Rosenkavalier. It was the custom of this time, the time of the reign of the Empress Maria Theresia in Austria, that the bridegroom sent a messenger with a silver rose as a token of his love to his bride-to-be. And this girl, Sophie, has not ever seen her bridegroom. Poor girl, and she receives the messenger, who is this young, very handsome and beautiful Octavian, and both fall in love. The young man had thought that his love to the Marshaline is eternal. He is very young, and it is his first experience, at least. I devoutly hope it is, because he's only 17 years old. But seeing Sophie, he falls immediately in love with her, and you will be now the witness of this scene. So let's start. Marshaline have said to you, they're just nothing in comparison to this nonsense what this girl is talking. Let me show you, yeah? She is the only person who has ever called you Can-Can, but through the servants or something, Vienna always liked very much gossip. They were always very much interested in all the romances around them. So it came out and she has heard that it makes you terribly embarrassed that she says it. So let's
whispering.
You are very embarrassed. You watch him in talking, mm-hmm. and you see that he turns around, that he talks to himself. Und ich werde ihm keine Schande nicht machen, meine Frau. Sollte eine, die sich besser tut, als ich ihn hier bestreiten, bei einer Kitzdorf oder Leicht, so will ich, wenn es sein muss, mit Ohrfeigen ihr beweisen, dass ich die Vorurheberin bin. Very, very fresh and very. So. Let me show you that, yeah?